I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
The noon hour is here.
Check it out.
And you're locked on to Utah's highest rated, most listened to sports radio station.
It's my station. It's my station.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G, presented by U First Credit Union on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hey, welcome in, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hans and Scotty, hope you are well. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm just riddled with anxiety. I've got all kinds of anxious nerves running through my body.
Really?
It's championship day for the little boy.
Oh, okay.
It's championship for the little dude.
Yeah,
that's a really tough team they're playing.
It is.
Tempview's a good team.
I'm just glad you know who they're playing.
I do, because it's the championship.
Yeah.
That's a big game.
So you found out this morning.
I actually found out yesterday evening when I asked, what game are we going to? And it was the championship game at Rice-Eccles Stadium. It's a 2:30 start, so I'm going to leave you just a little early.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Probably right around 2:30. And get up there, maybe a halfway through the first quarter, and hope for the best for these two teams. The other championship game that is going on currently, you have you've got Quarter Canyon and Sky Ridge that I believe are playing right now.
I was on the phone with David James coming over here, and he said it was 7-7 early in that game.
So I know that one's going to be hotly contended.
Yes.
I know that Lehigh High School is hoping for Corner Canyon to win because they beat Corner Canyon.
So then you have a little bragging rights.
Well, yeah. You beat the 6A champs.
Yeah, no doubt. So you could say you're 5A and 6A champs.
Right. But if Sky Ridge takes it, then Sky Ridge gets to put on the King's crown. And
then Will Snowden
puffs
his chest out a little bit.
Man, I'd love to see it for Smith.
Yeah. Good kid, by the way.
Oh, he's such a good kid.
Actually, I had a chance to chat with him a couple nights ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Isn't he one of the best?
I know, right? Just a good kid.
That's what Will does.
Must be like his mom.
He,
I've not met his mom.
But
I've met Will.
She's incredible.
And I feel comfortable saying all this because I know Will's not listening right now.
Yeah, he's at the game. He might have an earpiece in, though.
Sorry, Will.
No, he knows we love him. But really hoping for Smith Snowden to get a championship, but also hoping for Corner Canyon to win because it'd be nice for Lehigh to have state superiority. That'd be fun.
That would be.
That would be very nice.
For sure. Let's talk about where we're at before we get started.
Oh, for sure.
I'm so excited about this relationship. I'm so excited about this partnership. Advanced Window Products, 3052 South, 460 West, here in Salt Lake City. It's real easy to find. Just throw it in your maps. 3052 South, 460 West. Just off the 201 a bit, but you come by, hang out with us. We got a ton of Jazz gear we're giving away. We're giving away a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. We got a lot cracking here. We just want you to stop by and say hi. And if you can't, that's okay as well, but we'd love for you to get to the website, advancedwindowsusa.com, or call 801-850-9100, because there's so many opportunities for you to save a ton of money by swapping out your windows.
Yeah. I know so many people out there dealing with older windows. Might be a single pane window that's letting the heat rays in or is letting the cold kind of flood in. You got to understand what they've done with these advanced windows, where they get their glass and how they build their windows. They can get extra insulation inside of the vinyl, the vinyl edging of the window. They can do so many things to really seal down the house and keep the cold in during the hot summer or keep the heat in during the cold winter.
Yeah.
Here in the state of Utah, you've got to have good windows that fight these crazy temperature swings that we get.
I mean, I got a couple nasty windows in my house I need to swap out. You walk by those at night in the winter, and you're like, woof.
Yeah.
That's just straight cold air whipping through that thing.
That needs to be fixed. And what's great is they can do one window. They can do 100 windows.
Yep.
And what's even more incredible is if the one window is odd-shaped, kind of shaped like a figure eight, they got a guy back here that's been shaping windows for 30-plus years that's going to build that window to the exact specs.
We met him. It's the weird-shaped guy. We met him.
Well, he's not weird-shaped.
No. But he makes the windows weird-shaped.
Yes,
weird-shaped.
But he makes weird-shaped.
Yeah, I don't think we'd want to refer to him. Hey, it's that weird-shaped guy.
Can't say that.
He's got like a corner all to himself. He does. By himself. And he doesn't want anybody bugging him. He just wants to make his weird-shaped windows. And he's been doing it for 30 years. He's like the only guy in the state that can do it.
Well, it was the best. We were walking around with Nate Orchard. He was showing us the entire warehouse. And Nate's like, come back here. We're going to show you the weird-shaped window department. And it's kind of back off the whole warehouse. And we walk back there. And weird-shaped guy that builds the weird-shaped window.
Yeah, not weird-shaped guy.
Yeah. He was looking at us like,
get out.
Okay, you saw it. Now go, because I'm busy.
Yeah.
He got a bunch of windows back there.
He's all about that business, boss.
He's building. So I love it. Love being here. Love being partnered up. And you'll hear from Nate Orchard and others as we kind of move along. And as Scotty mentioned, great opportunity to save thousands on your windows and thousands in a yearly, billing cycle with your heat and your cooling in your house.
Honestly, you could be saving 30 to 40% on your heating and cooling. And right now, you get 10 windows or more, they're going to knock $2,000 off. I hope I'm still okay saying that. Okay, good.
That's still okay?
Yeah. I don't want to get us in trouble, right?
Scotty and I have gotten our hands slapped pretty good before.
Because we're like, you know what, let's just make some deals up here. Let's go.
And if you haven't seen it, heard of it, it's Advanced Window Products. Please check it out. Get yourself set up. Get your house fixed.
Yes, 3052 South, 460 West here in Salt Lake City. All right, let's get to it. It is your starting lineup. It's a huge weekend of college football, including a big one in Eugene. It's your starting lineup right now.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
The lineup is set, and it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the starting lineup, presented by Peach Windows and Doors. On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It means a lot because it's another team in our way trying to stop us from getting to our goal. So I really say that they're trying to stop us with, getting to our goal. So we got to win that game, get them out of our way so we can reach it.
That's Tavian Thomas getting ready for Utah and Oregon on Saturday. So I was in a meeting yesterday, and we're making plans about what's going on here in the next several weeks. And they're like, okay, could this team play in a Pac-12 championship game? I said, yeah, certainly could. Could they play in a Rose Bowl? Yes, absolutely they could. What needs to happen? They have to beat Oregon. Utah has to beat Oregon. This time tomorrow, we're going to be breaking down on a U preview. And I know you and Christian getting ready because this is essentially a playoff game. This is like a semifinal for the Pac-12 championship game. They have to find a way to beat Oregon coming up tomorrow.
It is. It's a really big game. So let's get into the meat and potatoes a little bit on this because everybody's trying to focus on what Oregon is going to potentially be without Bo Nix, who was injured last week. Kind of in the middle of that game, actually finished it. I don't believe that he's not going to play. I think I'm going to prepare, and I'm going to go into that game thinking he's going to play. I know that it was rumored that Oregon's got a couple of offensive linemen that might not play. We can focus on those things, but I think it's more important to focus on what Utah's dealing with.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because Utah was down to their their third-string center. I think, just going off of what I saw with Paul Mailey, I think Paul Mailey is going to be back for this game. That's just based off, now, that could be 100% wrong. This is just based off of what I'm seeing. I expect Paul Mailey to be back on the field at that center position. That's a really important thing. Going against Oregon, who's got a pretty good run-stopping defense. They got a good run-stopping defense, but the other thing is you pass so well against Oregon that it's not extremely important to establish a run game. But that's not how Utah works. Utah's going to come out and establish the run game, Scotty. Even if the passing game is open all day long, you know Andy Ludwig.
Yeah.
Andy's not going to come out and say, all right, let's go cam rising. You're gonna throw this thing 48 to 58 times.
Yeah.
That's not how he works. So you're going to want your starting center. You're going to want a good run game. You're going to want Tavian Thomas healthy and motivated. And you could tell that he pushed the clutch in. He shifted back down into first. And he's got himself rocking and rolling right now. He's got himself back in gear. He's recommitted. He's refocused. He looked re-energized. He looked healthy.
Yeah.
Last week and against Stanford. And I fully expect Tavian to be the same against Oregon.
Now, I don't want to sound overly callous when I mention this, but, you know, Tavian's dealt with some stuff. And Tavian's had to go through some things this season.
Mm-hmm.
But a kind of a upside to a byproduct of all that is he's been able to maintain a level of health and freshness, for lack of a better word, coming into the latter part of the season. It's like the running back that retired at the first of the year and everybody got hurt. And Kyle said, who was that? It wasn't John White, was it? Who was the running back that essentially retired from the game?
And, Joe Williams?
Yeah, I think it was Joe Williams. Who they said
it might be. I don't know. I picked up. That name is out of the blue.
But
I think because he went back to Colorado or something.
Yeah, and Kyle said, hey, look, man, we have nobody else.
Come back.
I got nowhere else to go.
I think that was Joe Williams.
And they brought him back, and he was great. Mm-hmm. Probably because he missed a few weeks of hard, nasty football contact and came back and was ready to go.
I think he made it to the league for a minute. After that year, I think.
Yeah.
Remember how hard he finished really strong.
Really well. So the thing that I think is important for Utah to be able, and this is what Kyle Whittingham is going to look at and say, you know what, this is why we need to establish that ground game, is the fact that Oregon, out of 131 schools' hands, Oregon is 128th in defensive third down stops. So teams are converting third downs 48.5% of the time on mm-hmm. Oregon. It's one of the worst numbers in all of college football. And a lot of that is because Oregon's allowed themselves to get, allow their opponents to get into third and short.
They're converting at what rate?
Teams, offenses are converting third downs against the Oregon defense 48.5% of the time. Hmm. That's ranked 128th in the country.
Out of 131.
Out of 131, which means a lot of that is due to the fact that these offenses going up against the Oregon defense have third and short. Third and medium, because they're running the ball on first and second down and getting good chunk of yardage and staying ahead of the chains. And that's why Kyle Whittingham's probably going to look at this and say, look, I know Cam can go out there and throw for 500 yards. That's nice, but hey, let's run the football, run clock, have long 14, 15 play, six-minute drives that end in touchdowns, and let's go and finish this thing off.
Go be dominant.
Go be dominant, yeah.
Do what we do, not get away from it. So, as I mentioned, their rushing defense, they're number 17 in the country. They're only allowing 108 yards, 108 per game on the ground. I honestly think that's a testable number.
I do, too. I 100% agree with
you. I think it's a testable number. Go out and push it to the furthest limits. Don't change what you're doing. The reason you see such a high third down conversion rate against that Oregon defense, and it's what I saw against when I went back and watched the Oregon-Washington game, there are so many underneath route opportunities. I can't believe how Oregon cannot defend the underneath routes.
Interesting.
They can't defend the scrapes. They can't defend the five-yard hitch or the five-yard button hook. They can't defend any underneath routes. And it's not that they're not trying. You know, the video that I posted of the 20-yard QB draw that Bo Nix went for a touchdown against Washington with, I posted a video of it. I want people to go watch it. That's the typical defense that shows up that you're going to see a little bit. And you know, I think just talking about what Washington was doing to Oregon, and I think that Utah can do a lot of things similar, but I think that they got safety play that's really going to help in the middle. And then when they're going for those third down conversions, those fourth down conversions, I think Utah can focus on those underneath routes. But I also think that their run games should be able to get them into the second and fives, which pushes them into the third and ones, and they should have third and shorts. So I would expect, because of Utah's offensive line and the way they're running the ball right now, I'd expect Utah to be in multiple short yardage running positions in those third downs with the opportunity to convert. That's how I see that Utah offense running. And then that defense, I just think it's interesting the way defenses have played against Oregon.
Yeah.
I don't like the way defenses have really played against Oregon's offense. And I don't think Utah is going to try to game plan according to what other people have done, because Oregon has opened up a can on these Pac-12 defenses. But this is still going to be a very competitive, very fun game. Oregon number two in the country right now at 530 yards a game offensively. 530 yards per game that they're putting up in offense.
How much is time of possession a factor in this game?
Well, I went through the time of possession. I think it's going to be critical.
Because I think that's a number you're going to want to look at.
And Utah right now is the number eight team in the country in time of possession. They're holding it for just over 33 minutes per game. Oregon does a pretty good job of it as well. They're number 32 in the country. They've got 31 minutes of possession. It's pretty good. But I think Utah can control possession. I think you're 100% right. Just take it out of Oregon's offensive hands as much as you possibly can. And I think they're good at that. I think Utah has really come around at being good at that. And then you've got Mr. Third Down Conversion in Dalton Kincaid.
Yeah.
And then you've got Mr. Fourth Down Conversion in Devon Vele, who last week, two fourth downs, I think there were 4 or 4 in fourth down conversions. Utah was. And two of those came off of Devon Vele routes. So I feel like Utah is really in a good position, especially if you can get Miley back at the center spot, which, again, I believe you're going to get Miley back at the center spot.
That would be very advantageous, yes.
Cam Rising, after missing the Washington State game, I think he's had a couple of games where he's not taken as bad of hits. At least I haven't seen anything re-aggravated. So I feel like he's got time, that he should be pretty recovered. And I feel like this Utah offense is ready to rock and roll. I do wish that it was at Rice-Eccles Stadium. Going on the road and hitting Autzen is kind of a tough task, but Utah's already won there. It's nothing new. The coaching staff knows how to do it. They're convinced that they can do it, and they just watched Washington, who I'm sure they believe is not as good a team, last week.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. We are out and about today, Advance Windows, and we are fired up to chat here and talk about all the great stuff we got going on, Hans.
Well, it is fun to be a part of Advance Windows. It's fun to partner up with them and just to go over the details of what they do here, how they're helping the state of Utah, how they're helping you, the independent homeowner. And one thing that I want to make really clear with people is Advanced Window Products, they really focus on window replacement. They'll do new builds, but it's a high percentage of replaced windows. They want to take out those old, not trusty windows that are letting through the temperatures. They want to take those out and replace them with these high-quality temperature fighting windows that's really going to help your heating and cooling bill throughout the year. I think that that's pretty incredible what they're doing. And the fact that it's all done right here in-house, I wish we could take all our listeners, take them back to the warehouse and show them how this is all done.
And have Nate Orchard be like the tour guide.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Nate, by the way, Nate, you're a really good tour guide.
Oh, thanks, Hans. You're a nice guy.
Yeah.
You've always been good to me.
Yeah, you know, it was awesome. What was funny is walking back there and you knew every single person's name. You asked them if you could grab them some coffee. You asked if you could start cutting a little bit of vinyl. I said, but you've worked back in some of those departments.
There's a lot of cool machinery. Do they let you play around with that stuff?
We got some cool stuff. You know, I've been restricted to a few.
Yeah.
You know, they're just, you know, I can't touch. Like the forklift, I'm not allowed to do that.
that was from years ago.
Yeah.
That was from his younger days.
Jake's hanging out with us too, as we're live here at Advanced Windows. All right, so here's the number that people are going to want to know. if I swap out my windows, I'll use myself for example. I bought a house 6 years ago in an older neighborhood. I know there's a ton of stuff that I need to get done. Windows are old. They need to get replaced. So for a guy that's just burning money away on my heating and cooling bill, what's the range of money that I can save percentage-wise on my heating and cooling bill by swapping out windows?
17 to 20%, I would say, right in that range.
17 to 20%.
It's a lot of money, yeah. Man.
That is it's a huge amount.
Yeah.
You know, you think about how much you can conserve. And think about having a more regulated temperature in your house.
Yeah.
How much does that work?
Those hot spots, those cold spots you can get rid of.
Yeah, and your house, you finally get it up to temperature, and then the windows let through the cold, and it's instantly cold. I was talking about the percentage of new builds as compared to replacement windows. You guys really focus on the replacement aspect of it, right?
Replacement is that's our specialty. We do a little new build, but really focus on the replacement window. And looking at the market right now, like, this is the time to be replacing your windows. The home values have skyrocketed. People are staying in their homes. And a lot of homes have, especially in Salt Lake City, outside Salt Lake, through down to Provo, up to Logan, have these older homes with the single-pane aluminum windows.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to replace those windows. Really, the savings are incredible that you're going to see. And the financing that we have available, really, like, it offsets a lot of those costs that you're saving for your utility bills. You're going to have those offset just by the savings that you'll have from the financing options that we offer.
Well, you know, we talk about this a lot as well with, you know, with the interest rates on homes right now. People are looking at, like, well, geez, you know, I refinanced like 3 years ago and I'm at 3% or 2.7%. I'm not giving up that interest rate.
You keep that rate.
Exactly.
Keep that rate.
And so people are thinking, I was always going to sell this house and build a new one or whatever. Well, take the house you have now. You have a ton of equity in it. Locked into an interest rate that you love. So put that house to good use and make that your dream home. Mm-hmm. And start with your windows.
Exactly right. And the other thing, that the vinyl windows that we put in, the white, the cream, the tan, beautiful. Like, if you want to upgrade the appearance, mm-hmm, of your home,
yeah,
mm-hmm, that's another thing that I think is sometimes overlooked. You talk about the energy efficiency, the savings, but just updating the appearance of your home.
Yeah.
These older homes, you throw new windows in, and it night and day difference.
Yeah, and that's probably one of the number one reasons some of our customers, next to energy efficiency, is just the curb appeal.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you drive by anywhere you go, the windows really stand out when you're driving by a home.
You're talking about increased home value. That's a good way to do it, right there.
Yeah, there you go.
Build that equity. Yeah.
So when you walked me through the factory, I actually did a best to worst, like what I would do and what I wouldn't want to do. So I would want to work on that corner section where you build the windows and you melt the corners together.
Yeah, the welder.
Yeah, the welder. Yeah,
the point welder.
I think I could do that pretty well. What I don't want to mess with is that foam, that extra insulating foam. That looks like a mess.
Now, that's that special corner we talked about. That's Russ in the back. Yeah. The misshaped guy. Yeah. What'd you guys call him? That's our guy, Russ. You got to take care of Russ.
Russ.
I don't want to mess with that foam. That stuff looks crazy.
That foam, though, is special. That's what really insulates when we get our high-performance windows with the I-89 glass, getting you these rebates that are very few window companies in the Valley can offer. With the I-89 glass and foaming, like, really sealing out the sound and the cold air, it's something that is unique to Advanced.
Well, right now, call 801-850-9100, and you guys are still have a killer deal going on right now. 10 windows or more, you're knocking off $2,000.
You know, it's Football Friday with the boys, right? We've been talking. We want to get something else, add a little bit to that.
Oh, here we go.
So we're saying another $500 off. If you come in 10 windows or more, and if you get an appointment set over this next today or over the weekend, additional $500 off, plus we'll throw in some free flex screens, which for 10 windows is about $300 savings. So we're going to knock off around $800 more. So $2,800
off. So we're pushing
off.
$3,000 right now.
Let's go.
Yeah.
That's
great.
Man, let's go.
Thank
Football
you.
Friday with the boys.
Thank you.
Yep. You can stop by and say hi. Meet Nate, 3052 South, 460 West here in Salt Lake City. Or you can just call right now and set up that appointment, 801-850-9100. Important to know, too, if somebody calls and gets an appointment, free bid, free estimate, come out to your house, all that stuff.
We've got the guys. They are top of the line. They'll come out in the next day or two. You just call them. And they'll be at your house, ready to give you a quote on the site, tell you the price. and we can quickly get that turned around and get those windows in production.
Yeah, and the best part is financing is right there on the spot.
Yeah, get approved right there on the spot.
Wow.
Best way to go.
Yeah.
801-850-9100. Let's go. It's all right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
After a blowout victory against Stanford.
Time for some football, baby!
The Utes are ready to punch their ticket to another Pac-12 title game. But standing in their way is the Oregon Ducks.
Intercepted!
We're looking for some revenge after two blowout losses to the Utes last year. Listen all week long as the Utes prepare for the trip to Eugene for an epic showdown against the Ducks.
We ain't gonna stop being aggressive.
Then catch the Ute pregame show presented by Zion's Bank with the postgame show immediately following the game. Your home for the best coverage of Utah football is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
Your home for the best football coverage in Utah is on the KSL Sports Zone.
Turn it up.
It doesn't get much better than this. Utah versus Oregon and Eugene with a spot in the Pac-12 title game on the line. Your home for the best coverage of Utah football is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. You're listening to Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Happy Friday. It's a lot happier now because the man that we all wish we were, that we all aspire to be, he's better than all of us combined. It's the great Craig Bowler Jack, television voice of the Utah Jazz. Bowler, how are you?
Hey, Bowler.
Scotty, come on. Hans, how are you?
Happy Friday. You're the best.
It's Friday. Good to be with you too, man. Hey, Scotty, you in town? You are, right?
I am.
Just back. Freshly back.
Yeah. I went from the airport right to the show.
Hans, how's his tan? I mean, after the Hawaii trip. Was it?
You know, Hawaii and San Diego combined, he is nice golden brown.
Yeah,
he is. Perfect. He's perfect to put on a graham cracker with a piece of chocolate now.
A dude like me, it's either regular or extra crispy. One of the two. It's a burn either way. But
how much actual beach time did
like
you get?
Like zero, man. Oh, it was in a hotel or a stadium or arena the whole time.
Both Bowler and I know it, but we just like giving you a hassle.
You know, you think you're out there just toasting on the beach, but in reality, you got to work. It's a work trip. I get it.
And that's the thing. It might, you know, everybody's like, ooh, San Diego, Hawaii. It might as well have been like Anchorage, like for all I know, like as much as I actually see of the city we're in, because you just don't have time to do anything.
At least you're not in Buffalo.
Oh, boy, that's no bueno there, Bowler. Six feet of snow? That's crazy.
You know what? Even a snow blower wouldn't get through that. I don't know what you do. You just let it melt. Or build an igloo, live outside for a while. I don't know. But that's a dump.
Look, the NFL just released this video. So the NFL just put out a video, Bowler, of Buffalo Field. And you almost the snow is almost up to the first deck off the field already.
Wow.
And it's still just cranking down right now. I heard Jake Scott. I love Jake. And Bowler, I know you love Jake too. But Jake loves to kind of flex the tough guy talk.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's just a little snow. You're telling me Buffalo hasn't dealt with this before? And then he's yelling at Ben and he's yelling at Sarah and everybody's kind of getting the what for. And And he's like, right, but
calm down.
It's 6 feet of snow.
It's 6 feet of snow, Skyline. Calm down a little bit.
Let's you know what? It's the old throwback. It's the old throwback conversation of the Packer days, you know, where, or, you know, there's been games in, you know, with the Patriots and the Bills and the Packers and the Jets and Giants in the old days, right, where they'd come out and shovel and make sure that the sideline numbers were all cleared off. And then, you know, it's the way the old game should be played, the Lombardi way, right? The ice game. Don't forget that one. Way back in the late 60s, if I'm not mistaken. Of course, I was just a small child then. But, you know, it's football has that meaning of, yeah, tough guy hands, right? I mean, you know, it's like, you know, you got to go out and play no matter what. I mean, even a lightning storm, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the booth with lightning strikes all over, then all of a sudden they just clear the place. And that's the danger of thunderstorms and lightning. I've been involved in, Scotty, you have too. And you may have been in the locker room waiting for the storm to pass like 3 hours before you get mm-hmm. the all clear. But yeah, the old snow is kind of like what football should be. But 6 feet's kind of pushing it, right?
Yeah, this is
that's pushing it. That is pushing it. Buffalo might want to think about an indoor.
That may be on the docket, yeah.
Well, they're building a brand new stadium, and they said, hey, you know, we want the Buffalo, we feel like weather's been advantageous for us. So they're building a new stadium. Right now, the early plans, it's an outdoor stadium. But come on, you get storms like this, and these happen in Buffalo, maybe not to 6 feet, but this is like the third or fourth time that they've moved a game out of Buffalo because of snow in the last, I want to say, 10 or 11 years.
This is a crazy amount of snow. This video that I'm looking at that the NFL just put, actually the Bills just put it out, and the NFL just retweeted it. There's a reason. But I'm with you, Buller, there's a certain part of me, it's like, all right, let's move this snow and let's get going. We'll draw our own lines. Go have some fun here.
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever wear the short sleeves? I mean, you never put on an extra layer, did you, Ant?
No, we always had the tough guys that would mock you if you wouldn't.
Was the coldest game you were at, was that the Patriots game in the playoffs?
Yeah, it was. It was down on the field, I think it was 3 below with the wind. Two or three below with the wind, and I was just a backup. I was just a guy on the bench.
So you weren't out there?
No, but my buddy Drew Haddad, who was a receiver, we're sitting there on the sideline, and he's like, please don't call me in. Please don't call me. Fourth quarter, they call him in. You get a fourth quarter call in at the NFL when you're, you know, on that field and you're frozen. That's a miserable call in. So it's that is about as cold as I've been in. But this is just insane. That's an insane amount of snow.
So, Buller, I know that everybody was like, hey, you know what? The Jazz, you know, top four seed, and now they've lost three in a row, and oh, no, they stink again. The truth is somewhere in the middle, right, with this team, and eventually they were going to regress a little bit, but I don't think there's any reason to be panicking with what we're seeing over the last three games.
No, it's really a funny conversation because it was the tank conversation at the beginning of the season. Then the wow factor kind of dropped in when the Jazz were 10-3, and you know, everyone was like, "Who are these guys?" And I think, you know, the stress, pressure builds, and then they start to come down to earth, and then you start getting other teams who understand who the Jazz are. Scouting reports jump around the league fairly quickly, and who they want to focus on, Olynyk, Markkanen, Sexton, Beasley, Conley, Clarkson, you know, how are these combinations, you know, beating teams and winning, you know, what, two overtime games in the earlier part of the season. You know, I'm looking at last year versus this year, and just I think fans ought to realize, too, that, you know, a lot of times games out of reach got out of hand, by the way, with last year's squad. There were multiple 20-plus point losses and lost leads along the way. And I look at what the Jazz have done in the three straight losses. Two were on the road, of course, Washington, Philly, then home just a couple of nights back against the Knicks. But those are all single-digit losses. And that tells me a lot, too, that they're still in games, still playing hard. And I think that's an entertaining part of why this team is intriguing, is that, you know, they don't throw in the towel. You know, a cliche, yes, but they do play hard. And I think, look at the attendance at the arena. We haven't been there that much. 10 of the first 16 have been on the road, but you can kind of see a real energized fan base, excited to see guys go out and really play hard until, you know, the final horn sounds. And that's what's been fun for me You know, I'm not going to, you know, tell you differently, but there was concern at the beginning of the season. How are we going to get through 82, right? When you lose two All-Stars and Bogdanovich and others. But, you know, what happens is you get a Mike Conley, a Jordan Clarkson, who are proven vets, but you get guys around them who have something to prove, and they are professional. They get paid extremely well, and they play hard for a new head coach that has a new voice. And I think that's the important part of it for the fans to understand that each night you don't know what's coming at you. And when you prep for a game or even attend a game, you know, who finishes a game, who's going to be the hero that night. And I think the fun part of this so far, it's been a different guy most each and every time that Jazz step on the floor. And I'm excited to see how 2 days off, what's in practice in between, how the Jazz fare now as you go back-to-back again, which is pretty commonplace. Next week's another back-to-back. So tonight you play Phoenix. You still don't know about Chris Paul, but he's missed the last four with a sore heel. Obviously, he helps make the Suns go, but Booker's the centerpiece, as we all know. And then tomorrow night, tonight we fly up and play Portland tomorrow night. And the Blazers are a surprising team as well, in my book. Led by Lillard, but it's a fun time to be a Jazz fan. Does it play out as the year goes on? I think there's talent here, depth here, that I think the Jazz will be in every game they play.
I'm really excited for this Phoenix game tonight at Vivint Arena. I think this is a really great matchup, and I'm excited to see some of the size matchup because you know, Joel Embiid went off for what he went off for, which was an incredible
59.
Oh, just incredible. And you had Kristaps Porzingis the night before that went off with his size and offensive ability. And I'm looking at a Phoenix team that's not as big. They don't got that dominant big. Ayton's down there. But, you know, you've got some better matchups, I think, with Mikal Bridges and Cam Payne and Devin Booker. I think this is a really good matchup to test the Utah Jazz steel, their athleticism, their ability to defend against maybe similar size bodies. I actually think this is a good matchup, Buller. Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, no, I do. I think this is the size is fairly even. You know, we've got 7-footers. We're one that's marked in 7. Olynyk 6'11". Also, you bring Walker Kessler off the bench, who's been really impressive as a rookie, who's been, I think, holding his own every time he's been called upon. You know, 21 blocks, shooting the ball well, rebounds high level. But Ayton is a guy that's about 15 points a game and 8 rebounds. But my biggest concern is, you know, how do you handle a Devin Booker and keep him off the free throw line? He's averaging about 27 a game. We know that, how good he is. We've seen him before. No matter who defends him, what team it is, or what Jazz player has been on him over the last, 7 years, he's good mid-range game. I think that's a big key tonight, is to try to double him, make him uncomfortable, don't give him the sweet spots, but basically he likes the right side and straight away mid-range jumpers and off the right elbow. We were looking at film this morning at shoot-around, and boy, I tell you, he's just a great shooter. He's a professional scorer, and Scotty, if you want to put it that way. And I think tonight, if you can get him at 20, you win. If Chris Paul doesn't play, I think it takes away, again, leadership, but also the way that he is able to deliver the ball. And he's still good defensively. He leads a team in steals and assists. And what is he? You know, I mean, we know that LeBron's up there in age, but 18 years,
actually,
man. That was the 05 draft.
Yeah, he's
43
years old. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. I was looking at numbers, too. When you look at minutes played, LeBron's over 50,000, and Chris Paul just bypassed 40,000 minutes on the floor. That's hard to put in. That's hard. That's like a month of straight basketball, you know, that a guy's been on the floor. We'll see if he plays tonight or not.
Did that include playoff minutes, too, for LeBron?
No, that's just regular season minutes for both. So
you know,
think about preseason, postseason, which I think, Scotty, is another year-plus change of basketball for LeBron, right?
If not more.
I think it was more. I think it was closer to two full seasons.
In fact, let me pull up, because this, I mean, I always, because everybody likes to take shots at LeBron, and frankly, he deserves it more often than not, and so I get it. But I do, one of the numbers that always just blows me away when it comes to LeBron is when you look at his playoff numbers and you look at how much he's played in the playoffs, it's almost four additional full seasons of games.
Wow. Wow. And it's
played.
About 30, is it over nearly 38 minutes of playing time per game? Do you have that? I know he doesn't come off the floor.
It's another 11,000 minutes that he's played.
Amazing.
In the playoff.
So you're over 61, nearly 62,000 minutes, including postseason play for LeBron.
Yeah.
That's going on 2 months of basketball, of just nonstop action. And that doesn't include practice times and preseason games, et cetera. Man, it's a lot of wear and tear. Bob, we'll say this. He spends over $1 million or so a year just on body, right, just to take care of himself. And, you know, if you're going to play at that level for that long, you have to do something to invest, right, in yourself. And plus you have the ability to do so with the income that you generate. So
yeah. It's about,
you know, hats off to him, whether you love him or hate him. And Chris Paul falls in that category with that kind of snarly attitude. But there's a reason why they keep playing. Yeah. Because they love the game and they still play it at a high level.
It's about the same amount, a little less than what Alema spends on his wardrobe per season. So it's about the same.
That's on just pocket squares, guys.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
How does this thing play out tonight, Bo? Do they get off this three-game slot?
You know, at shoot around this morning, we were looking up. You know, we get to visually watch through the window. And, you know, I think, you know, what the Jazz want to do is obviously stay in the game, use the fan base, the energy. I think the 2 days is a huge lift for this team. I think they've been running on a lot of adrenaline, and you got to refeed it. You got to refuel it. And as a pro, you know that. There's wear and tear. Like I said, 10 of 16 on the road. That's hard to do. They play 16 of the first 22 on the road. And so we're going to get hit with that again this weekend and next, and leave on Thanksgiving for a couple of quick games again. But man, they've been in all time zones, by the way, through the first month of this season, East, Central, Pacific, and also back East. So yeah, I think these 2 days have been huge for them. And I think the energy level would be much higher, as you said, to take on Phoenix and Portland, who, like, again, I think are better matchups in size, and also they both kind of play similar games. The Jazz like the up-tempo, but they have to improve on transition defense. They've got to just – those are the two things that have been talked about in the last 2 days from Will Hardy, is transition defense. And also a lot of these points and possessions come from turnovers that the Jazz give away. They've had 50, by the way, 50 turnovers in the last three games, which all – equate into losses. So you got to trim that down. 12-15 is exactly what I think Will Hardy's looking for.
So he's played, by the way, a total of 266 games in the playoffs. You divide that by 82, that's essentially 3.25 seasons.
Amazing. But so, you know what it tells you too is, look how the level he plays and the players he's played with. You know, when he made the infamous remark of, I'm taking my talents to South Beach, he's been able to surround himself with high-level, you know, pros, and the super team has, you know, given him the opportunity to play in the postseason. I mean, he's the catalyst, right? I think everybody can agree, but he's had some good help around him during those years.
Our good friend Jay Branwright also says you got to throw in the Olympics as well. There's bunch of games as well, that he's a lot of wear on those tires for sure. Bowler, you're the best, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Bowler.
Guys, have a great weekend. Go Jazz and Jazz Nation, two in a row. I'm excited to see how we do fare tonight. It's a great question, and I do hope the 2 days will help refuel the tank a little.
I love the matchup.
We'll take a quick break. Come back. That's Craig Bowler. Jack, just the best dude out there. Coming up next, another great dude. We'll chat with Kevin Eubank next, get you a weather report on what you're expecting in Eugene and up in Logan as well, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Ben Bywater, BYU linebacker.
You got this bye late in the season, and it's very unusual. You'll be around enough to be able to go into a conference where things will be more normal. How much are you looking forward to that?
I'm looking forward to that a lot. It's going to be fun to be in that environment, especially in the Big 12, and then have a bye early in the season where you can kind of work out the kinks early on. It's just kind of the way the ball bounces right now, being independent, having the bye so late in the season. Those byes help because you can heal up, and then as you go into conference play, you're just that much better. So that's going to be big. I'm excited for that.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row. On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
That the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, oh, listen what I say.
Hands and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Apparently, K-Bank's aware of our clock and realizing we just blew right past it.
Hey, hi, Kevin. I do my best, K-Bank. I don't know what to tell you, man.
You know, all we need is Lloyd to keep us on track.
And yes, Lloyd it's me. You're right. I'll take this. This is my fault.
Hey, Kevin.
We also need a turn. There we go. Kevin Eubank joins us, Chief Meteorologist for for KSL. Kevin, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you guys?
We're late.
Well, no, I was just saying, TV guys, we got to, like, stay on time. So, I mean, when you guys tell us the time, like, we hit that time. If you tell me I got 3 minutes, if I go 3:30, they just turn my microphone off. Just gone.
Well, our breaks.
So you're saying I can do that? Can I just turn off their mics? Okay, I'm going to do that.
Our breaks have lengthened. We didn't realize the length of break. The 7 minute break was a little bit long.
It was actually.
Well, we gotta pay the bills, guys. Come on, don't blame it on the break. Blame it on the content. Let's just go right where it's supposed to go.
Hey, how bad are things getting in Buffalo, Kevin?
Who wants to go to Buffalo in November? Like, really? Did you like playing in Buffalo in November, Hens?
No. It is not a destination. No.
So,
not a place to be.
Hey, man, that's how you earn those wins. Let's see the team. Can New York actually win when it's snowing like crazy? It's going to be crazy. That's an epic storm that's hitting them. So,
all right.
It should be fun to watch.
And yeah, no doubt. Let's talk a little. All right, let's start with Eugene. What are we expecting when Utah takes on the Ducks up there in the Pacific Northwest?
Well, the good thing is it's a whole lot warmer up there than it would be if they were down here. So that's the good part. And again, the conditions overall are going to be, we're not going to be dealing with the storms. We're going to be dealing with decent conditions, and that should play in for the game. The hard part is, what time's that kickoff, guys?
That'd be an 8:30.
Yeah.
Oh. Late. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's an 8:30.
I thought it was a 5:00. No, the 8:30 game is in the 30s. It's clear, but it's upper 30s.
All right.
So, clear and cold.
Speaking of late games, I'm going to be up in Logan. They say 7:45, but let's be honest, TV's going to slide that to about 8:05. They are taking on San Jose State. They're looking for any advantage, bringing in San Jose State from California. How cold is it going to be up in the 4:35 for that one?
The game starts at 22 degrees.
Oh, geez.
And falls into the teens by the fourth quarter. It's clear, it's cold, but oh my goodness. It is going to be a very, very cold night up in Logan for that game.
San Jose State's fingers are going to break off.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's funny, we always talk about how Utah State, oh, they're acclimated to the cold. Well, guess what? No, they're not. We got a whole bunch of players we bring in from out of state. They're just as cold as everybody else. And so I don't know if anyone can acclimate to the teens, but bundle up. It's going to be a cold game.
By the way, Hawaii was no joke last week. That's the kind of – everybody talks about like that Buffalo, like, oh, that's football weather. No, what we had in Hawaii, I would like to consider that football weather. That was nice. More of that.
It was pretty nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was great.
Is there any wind expected down there with those teen degrees for
No. Very light winds. East-southeast between, 2 to 5 miles an hour. It's very, very light wind. So, no, that does – you're right. That cuts. If you get that temperature in the wind, that makes that football feel like a brick. Yeah. And it's hard. So,
what's the what are we looking like on the 7 day? We got another storm rolling in, or are we going to stay clear and cold for the next little bit?
Well, wait a second. You're just going to blow by BYU Utah Tech? You don't even want to talk about them?
Well, I kind of I mean, we don't really anticipate that's going to be much of a game, but
what are you talking about, dude? BYU has struggled against every single team they've played.
you got to laugh out of Ron McBride on that one.
Well, listen, you're telling me you're going to skip over Utah Tech because, oh, it's kind of a gimme. Well, almost every other game's been a gimme for these guys. Nah, sorry. Anyway, let me just tell you. Low 30s in Provo, and that is still that I'm going to give the advantage to Utah Tech in that game because they're coming in from the warm.
By seven.
We'll see how it goes.
Oh, my God. Utah Tech by seven. Okay.
I like it.
Hey, well, I did not say that. That was Coach. That was Max.
Yes, you did too say that. I just heard it.
Coach Max is going to hold you to it.
This is the problem with Mac. You love him too much to really correct him. You just say, all right, you're right, I said it. You get yourself in trouble around him because he puts you in a box and then he makes you think like you brought the box.
I've been doing this show for 9 years with Coach Mac, and you could truer words have never been spoken.
Never been spoken.
Yep.
It's so true. You go, oh, man, I really want to correct him, but I don't want to hurt his fragile feelings.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. Fragile feelings.
So you just kind of back up, and you're like, all right, Coach, you're right. It's Utah Tech by seven and a safety.
You have to be kind to older people.
Yeah, here we go. He's going to play frail on us, too. He's probably going to sit down in one of those recliners and go, oh, man, I just can't move. Hey, could you bring me a plate from the table over there?
Oh, my God.
Kevin, you're the best, man. We appreciate it.
I tell you, Kevin, you got me.
Love you, Mac. Be good, guys.
Love you, too, bro.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin Eubank, chief meteorologist. He joins us every Friday, breaking down what the weather's going to look like at all the upcoming college football games. We are live here at Advance Windows. Come by, hang out with us. We would love to see you down here, but more importantly, we'd love for you just to make a phone call and get set up. I got Rob and Ken joining us right now, and gentlemen, let's talk about so you guys are on the front lines. You're the ones meeting. Somebody calls in. You're going to go to their house. And let's talk about kind of what the process is when you go to somebody's house and they say, hey, look, these windows, I'm feeling the draft. I'm feeling all this stuff. I know I'm losing tons of money. What can we do to get this squared away? What are those conversations like?
Well, we come on in your house and we'll walk through your house, take a look at your old windows and give you an estimate on getting you some new windows put in your home.
Yeah, I think what we normally do is look at your problem areas, try to pinpoint what you need most, and then we'll show you our product line and get you some numbers right away. And once you're in our system, it's a quick and easy process. We'll send a measuring technician to the house, and we'll custom build your windows within an eighth of an inch. And
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's really, really good because you're not messing around when you people's homes. They take a lot of pride in it, and this is the biggest for most people. That's the biggest investment they're going to have. They want to be proud of it, and those windows are some of the first thing people see when they drive up to somebody's house.
Absolutely, and you know I think the best thing and why people choose Advance Windows, me and Ken both have sold windows for over 20 years, is we are a one source accountability company. We make the window. We sell the window, we install the window, we warranty the window. It's us. We're not bringing a product in out of town or out of state. We're not hiring contractors to install them. So we're accountable through the whole process.
And it's pretty rare that people do that, right, Ken?
It is rare, yeah. We're about the only guys in Utah doing it. And we have our factory right here in Utah, which is nice because it's local. You want to support local companies and you want to support getting your windows here.
All right. So, did Jake and Nate tell you what they signed you guys up for? All right.
Yeah,
you guys right now 10 windows or more, $2,000 off. But today they're going to throw in another $500, and they're going to throw in the screens too.
The flex screens.
The flex screens.
Yep.
The flex screens. They have a lifetime warranty on them, and they're flexible, so they're not the old screens that have the big aluminum frame.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a high-tech thing.
That's really great. People, I mean, you've been doing this for over 20 years, Ken. That's an incredible savings right there, right?
It is a great savings. And not only that, if you do sign up with an appointment today, we're also going to throw in the opportunity to put your name in a drawing for a free patio door.
Holy smokes. Every time, Jake, nice. Every time you bring somebody on the air, we just keep adding to this.
Hey, it's a football Friday.
That's going to work
out. Football Friday, yeah. Hey, let's give away everything.
There you go.
Pretty soon we're going to be giving away a chance to take Coach's Amex card and just go through and just pick whatever you want.
Come on down. We're gonna give away these windows today.
30.
Hey, they got a doggy door right over there. That's the ones I love because my one dog couldn't get through the door because he was too big. So, you know.
Hey, Ken showed us some of these. Talk about these doggy doors. I mean, this is.
Oh, yeah.
You do a really great job with those.
I tell you what, those are fantastic. They really are. We had four dogs yesterday, right?
Jeez.
And
coach.
They're in a. And you talk about going crazy.
But you got a kennel at your house? What are you doing? Four?
Well, everybody that's going someplace, they leave their dogs off for grandma, right? And then all of a sudden they start barking in the backyard, and then my son-in-law works from home and he's screaming at the dogs, and I'm just trying to survive over there, right?
You need a doggy door just so they all leave.
Yeah.
Make that doggy door the front door so they all just leave and go away.
Well, you don't want them going out front because it's too many cars.
That's the plan.
No, sorry. It's not like the deer. I mean...
3052 South, 460 West here in Salt Lake. Call 801-850-9100. Let's get you signed up. Take advantage of these savings right now. Advanced Window Products on 97.5
DK. I'm advanced.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.